We are learning Maseches Gittin Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the brand new Mishnah Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, V'kol Koisvim, you're allowed to write a get with all type of inks. B'diyoy, that's regular black ink. B'sam, we'll see in the Gemara what sam is. It's type of yellow ink. B'sikra, it's type of red ink. V'kumus, v'kankatoim, this kumus is like gum or like sap, and kankatoim is like black shoe polish, according to Rashi. Anything that leaves a lasting impression, which means when you write on it, it stays there. It's a kavua diga ksav. It's not a disappearing ink. Then the halacha is it's kosher for a get. But you can't use like juice, leme peiris. Mashkin is anything that's called mashkin, leme peiris, or juice from a peri, from a fruit. And nothing that's not miskayim, you can't use a ink that's not miskayim, does not last, it's not a lasting ink, that's not kosher for a get. And it's always a shaila in the Pesach, what's called miskayim? Is it miskayim for a week, miskayim for a month? It's not clear what miskayim means exactly. Ala koil koisvim. Now that's all with the ink. What about the paper you're using? So ala koil koisvim al shazayis. You can use a leaf from an olive tree. Val keren shapara. You like to ride on a horn of a cow. V'nosin lo asapara. You give her the whole para. Ayat shalevi. You ride on the yad of eved. V'nosin lo eved. These things are metaltalim. Para and eved considered something that's metaltalim. You can give it. Well, tomorrow we'll handle this. Rabbi Yisrael Glilu Eimer, Ein Koisvim Loi Adavish Veruchaim Loi Aloichlim. This is argues. It says you cannot write an Adavish Veruchaim, which means an animal or Eved, but Loi Aloichlim, your soul's food. You can't write a get on food. We'll see in the Gemara different drushes for these halachas. So first, our Gemara will start off explaining the beginning of the Mishnah. It said in the beginning of the Mishnah that you're allowed to write with any ink that's a lasting ink. So what are these inks that the Mishnah enumerates? Diyoy is the Yusa, which what he said means like black ink. Sam is sama. It's some kind of yellowish ink. Sikra, Amrav Bachana, is sakarta shema. It's a red ink. And what's kumus? Kumus is kuma, which is something that comes sraf ilon. It's gum that comes out of a tree. It's called either sap or gum. Kankatoim, Amrav Bachana, Babachana, Mashmua, Charso de Ushkapi. Which Rashi learns, Charso de Ushkapi means and the mint, which means black shoe polish, that type of ink, is kosher to use for a get. So Akapodim, these are the five inks that our Mishnah enumerates. And it means any Dava Shel Shakiyama. What's that comment in Marva? V'chol Dava Shum Eskayim, Lasuya Mai, Lasuya Hoda Toni Rav Chia. It's coming to be Marva, the Hoda Toni Rav Chanina. These things that Brisa of Rav Chanina adds on. What are those? Kosvu Mei Tarya, V'Avsa is kosher. What is Mei Tarya? So Rashi has Tupshatim, what Mei Tarya means. Either it means Mayim Shesharim by Peri Shukain HaFatzim. Either it means that it's water, they soaked in the water, a type of Peri that's similar to a gallnut, or it means Megashamim. And we're adding on, that's Miskayim. Somehow Megashamim, somehow is Miskayim. So that's one of them, Mei Tarya, which Tupshatim either means Megashamim or means something you soak a Peri in. But Avtsa, that definitely means water that you soak in gallnuts. Fatsim is gallnuts. You soak those gallnuts in the water that turns to ink. Those things are kosher. Tani Rabchia adds on others. Kosvu ba'avar, you wrote with lead. Rashi says you soak the lead in water and it becomes black and turns to ink. Bishachar, Rashi says, means p'cham, which means like charcoal. Uvishichar, Rashi says, means charsu de ushkpi. Those things are kosher. That's what Rav Chiya adds on. Freik Taisvis, if Shichar is the shoe polish, and Kankatoim is shoe polish, so what did Rav Chiya add on exactly? Taisvis is also Kankatoim. He says, but Pirish Bekuntrist, Andament. Uva Shichar, the Tanya Braisa, Pirish Nami Bekuntrist, who is Andament. Vei Nira, the Tanya Braisa, the Hanach Loi, the Tanya Mestisim. So therefore, Taisvis argues that Shichar is Takaris Andament, this shoe polish. So Kankatoim is something else, some kind of green karka, Shakar Vidrol. So it's machlokes is exactly what kankatoim is. According to Rashi, it's like shoe polish. And according to Tosfos, it's something else, some kind of green item, some kind of green ink. So Itmar. Hamavid yoy agavi sikra b'Shabbos. Remember that sikra is a type of red ink. Someone on Shabbos, the loch is that on Shabbos, if someone writes two letters, he's chayiv for a malachas Shabbos. And there's a halacha also that moichik is chayiv for Shabbos also. If you erase something, and you're erasing it because you want to write something there, the halacha is chayiv because of moichik. So here we have a person who is maver diyoye gavi sikra. He improved the sikra. He improved it because sikra is red ink, not so nice. Black ink is nicer. So he was maver diyoye gavi sikra for Shabbos. If you're going to tavayu chayiv shtayim, chayiv for two malachas. In one ma'aseh, you chayiv for two malachas. Achas m'shem kaisev. First of all, you chayiv m'shem kaisev, because now I wrote a diyoy on top of sikra, so I improved the ksav, and now that's called kaisev. It's called writing. V'achas m'shem moichik. You also chayiv because of moichik. You erased the red ink. So that's the that everyone agrees. Diyoy gav diyoy, and everyone diyoy gav diyoy. When it's diyoy gav diyoy, sikra gav sikra, you potter. If you repeated the same thing, put diyoy on top of diyoy, sikra gav sikra, it's also kuliyama, it's potter. Why is it potter? You didn't add anything on, you didn't erase anything, it's all the same. So therefore you're potter, you're not chayav on Shabbos. Sikra gav diyoy is machloikis. Sikra gav diyoy, if you put red ink on top of black ink, so you made it worse, amri lo chayav v'amri lo potter. What's the machloikis? Amri lo chayav moichichu. It's moichik. Amri lo potter makakul. And we'll explain this. So the first man says moichichu yechayav. Which means like this. It's definitely not a ksav because you didn't gain anything. You made it worse. But lemaisa, since I made it worse, I turned the blacking into red, it's moichik. It's a moichik. And I, if it's moichik, so why is it not mekalkel? So this Malayama holds that if mekalkel is only if it's a gamri mekalkel, only if you mekalkel completely. Here, I still could read it. I'm reading something. I'm still reading the words. The only thing is I made it worse. So that's moichik. I took away the good ksav and lowered down the ksav, put it on a lower level. That's called moichik. But not, huh?
Every
moichik
is kilkel.
Every moichik is kilkel. No. So every moichik is only kilkel if you're doing it. It depends why you're doing it. If you're doing it, I'm nas lichtav, if it's not kilkel. It's only kilkel if it's not nas lichtav. Here, so here, lemaisa, I took the thing and made it worse. So it's mekalkel. So he says, no. This man says, no. It has to be mekalkel gamri. And so all it is moichik, because I made it less. The other man, the Yama, says, no, even mekalkel mikseh is called mekalkel. Lemaisa, I took this ksav, I made it worse. That's called a kilkel. And it's not called manas lichtav, because I'm not doing anything more. So that's how the and what's the first man, the Yama, I not manas lichtav. That man, the Yama, holds that as long as it's not a kilkel, then it's fine. The reason why moichik shloim nas lichtav is a problem because it's a kilkel. Here it's not a kilkel, you still can read it, so therefore it's still called a moichik. That's a rash during the machlokes. Basically, the machlokes is it's makalkel mixas mikri makalkel. It's really the shayla according to Rashi. Toisvis learns a little different. The bottom Toisvis says v'chosv lei moichik nas lichtav the mestama oimid lach the lichtal of the yoy. It's called moichik nas lichtav. You're probably going to write over in the yoy. So what do you? So why is that makalkel then? He says that here, doing the red on top of the black makes the next black ink shine better. And therefore, it's actually a mila, not a mekalkel. That's how Tosfos learns the first man, why it's moichik. It's a moichik, because I'll probably going to write over. It's not mekalkel, because if I care, it's making it better. So that's really Tosfos' way of learning. Rashi learns a little different. Like we said, Rashi's learning, like it says, mekalkel mixer is called mekalkel. Now, Tosfos has a very important question here, which will come out, we'll have to speak out again in Daf Chav, but it says, diyoy gavi diyoy is potter. Tosfos asks that the Gemara later on, Daf Chav says, that if someone writes something so shma, if he one man diyama at least, he could write over it with another diyoy, lishma. So you see, diyoy gavi diyoy is a ksav, because I can write it lishma. So Tosfos' answer is that if I'm moisif lishma, then it is called being moisif. Here, you're doing diyoy gavi diyoy, we're having moisif anything, we're adding anything on, therefore it's not called ksav. So the Gemara vayit, and it could be, in that case, if you add on lishma, it could be a bichayiv, because with the ksav, I'm adding on to the ksav. You have Edom that don't know how to sign. We had this before in the Tesla base, we have it again in this sugya now. Edom don't know how to sign, they don't know how to write. A very simple Eitza. You write for them their names in Sikra, in red ink. They'll write on top of it Dioy. Like we just said, Lekuli Yama, Dioy Gavi Sikra, it's called a Ksiva. It's called Moichik and Ksiva. So here, you'll outline it in Sikra, and you'll write on it Ksav, Ksav Elyon, Dioy. Ksav ain't a Ksav. Is it considered a Ksav or not a Ksav? Or Malay ain't a Ksav. So he answered him, no, it's not called a Ksav. If the Edom sign with Dioy on top of the Sikra, it's not called a Ksav. Or Malay. So he said to him, Valay Maratona Rabbeinu, you taught us You just taught us that Ksav Elyon and Ksav and Shabbos. Didn't you teach us? We both said it together, actually. Ksav Elyon and Ksav and Shabbos. That Ksav Elyon is Yoy the Gavis Sikra. It's Chayef and Shabbos. It's Kula Kaisiv. So why here forget for signing, rather? Why here for signing? Is that enough? Amalei v'chei mipnei she'onu medam nasa ma'isa. So Rashi explains that even the Gavis Shabbos that we said Chayef, it meant that I think Echayim, but let me tell you one thing. If I had to bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash for this, I had to pass because someone's bringing a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, I'm not Brochulim Bazar Apidus Psak. It's my what I think, but I'm not so sure about this Psak. So therefore, even my Shabbos is really a Suffolk, and therefore you can't use this Le'inyin Chasima. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Rashi learns the inside. It says, Nasa Maisa Lahaka, fill in Shabbos and Ba Maisa Ladenu, Bizvan Beis HaMikdash, Lo Yisi Soymech Al Devarai, Lahavi Chulim Bazar. I would not be Soymech on this to bring a carbon. Now, Mashenka, other Rishayim learned that the Gemara's tain is that's not a dimin lin Shabbos. Maybe lin Shabbos yechayev, but kubigav chasima is different. That's how others learned. But Rashi obviously didn't want to be mechalek between Shabbos and chasima. Therefore, he sort of says that the Gemara's tain is because we think that's the halakha of Shabbos. Think with a past night halakha ma'isa. No, it just daita noita. That's how I think it should be. Bavadi nachayev l'ma'isa. Itmar edim she'en yoidim lachsan. Edim don't know how to sign. Rav Oma. Mekaron lehem nayer cholok, you scratch a nayer cholok, a clean piece of paper, and the edim come umalim es akroyim dioy, they fill in the cracks in dioy. And like we spoke out on the Tessan base, we have Rishonim how to learn what mekaron lehem nayer cholok means. Rashi learns means you scratch out an outline on a piece of paper, and you fill in that outline with ink. Tosis there says, that's no good. Could that be Ksav Agav Ksav? Because if the Edom write an outline, that's really, not the Edom, if the people before them, the guys who prepare the Shtar, write the outline, that's a Ksav. So it's really Ksav Agav Ksav. So therefore, Tosfos there says that you cut a paper through and through. You make like a stencil or outline in a paper and you put it on top of another paper and you write in those cracks, in those spaces to make your chasima. That's what Tosfos learns the Pshat. Akaponim, so Rav says, Mikhail Narcholak Mam Sakram Dioy. Vishmul Omar, you don't use Dioy, you use Ba'avar. You use let. Frank Dimar Ba'avar Sakadaitoch, but Tony Rav Chia, Kosvu Ba'avar Uveshichar. Rav Shmuel says, not that you sign it with Avar. You prepare it for the Edim with Avar. Rav says, you scratch a paper. Shmuel says, no, I make it for Avar, the Bezdin, and then the Edom sign on top of the Avar, on top of the lead. Freit the Gemara, no, that's a Ksav already. Ba'avar sagadayitach, v'ton Rav Chia, kosu ba'avar, v'shachar, u'v'shichar, these three things, is kosher. Like I said before, it means lead, charcoal, and black ink. Then that's kosher. So here, the Bezdin already signed it with Avar. You can't, the Edom can't come and trace over that lead. It's already a Ksav. So how can that be Eitz according to Shmuel? Like Kasha, Haba Avara, Haba Maya da Avara. There's two things. There's Avara and Maya da Avara. Avara itself, if you just scratch on a paper with a piece of lead, that is, I guess that's really like a pencil. He says, that's not called Miskayim. It's not a Ksav. Maya davar, you soak the lead in water, that already is called a ksav hameskayim, and that's where Rav Chia said it's a good ksav. But avar itself, not maya davar, is not a meskayim, the ksav is not called a ksav. So Shmuel says, use lead under it, and that will be the outline for the edim to sign on top of it with ink. That's one teretz, that's one pshat. Ravo Amar, b'mei milim. Ravo says, a different Eitzah, not like Shmuel, no, a different Eitzah. You can use Mei Milim. You can use water from that was soaked, that you soaked gallnuts in water, use that water for making the outline for the Edom. Freit the Gemara, is Mei Milim good for outline? V'atonei Rav Chanina, kosh mei tarya v'avtsa, it's kosher. That's also good as ink. So how can you say you use that as a outline for the Edim, L'chayr, it's already written, V'atar b'chiyah, Kosme, Tariya, V'afza, Kosher, V'afza means gallnuts, like Kash, how the office of the office. The shayla is like this. A lot of times they smeared gallnuts on the cloth in order that you shouldn't be able to forge it. So therefore, if it already has afatsim on the cloth, if you write with mei afatsim on top of it, then it won't be ksav. So here, the case is, they're using a piece of cloth, piece of parchment that has a fatzim in it. Then Bezdin can write in it without fatzim, because it's not called a ksav, because it ain't meimilim, a guy meimilim. Meimilim does not work on top of meimilim. So therefore, you could use mei teriyo, which is, you can use not meiter, you can use mei milim, which is after, you can use that for outline if the klaf already had a fatzav in it, because ein mei milim al gabi mei milim, and that would be eitza to do the outline. Rav Papa Amar, so we already have, what was the different choices? Rav says you carve out something on the klaf. Rav Shmuel said use avar, which meant not plain avar. Then we had Rav Chia, who is this? Rav Avo said mei milim, which is a fatzav. And now we have a fourth way how to do it. Rapapa Baraik. You spit. V'chein oyler apapa lepapa toira. Papa toira was someone who dealt with. He was an agent for cows. They sold cows. He was a middleman for cows. So then it's papa toira. So oyler rapapa lepapa toira Baraik to use Raik. V'hanimili. This whole thing is begitin. Only begitin they allowed this kula to sign for the edim. Don't know how to sign because begitin a lot of times. The husband's going away, and Mishum Aguna, whatever two edim they found, even if they can't write, still we use those edim. Okay, we need eitza, so we outline it for them. Avav shtaris, regular shtaris, shar shtaris, you look after edim, not a sign. Loi. Dahu, the avav of the shar shtaris, there was someone who did one of these cases of shar shtaris, which means he used an outline. But Nagdi Rav Kana, and Rav Kana put him into Chayrim because Rav Kana held that l'chatchila by shar shtaris, you should not do such a thing and use this kula of an outline. Only by get with Saguna, they use the kula of an outline.